Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's podcast is called Words Got in the Way. Advertising legend David Ogilvy once said, "Our business is infested with idiots who try to impress by using pretentious jargon." Those are pretty harsh words, and I'm not sure I agree entirely. But sometimes I see ads that seem to have been written by folks who are trying to impress versus persuade or sell. Their words, it seems, have gotten in the way of their points. Here are a few examples. And since this is a podcast, I'm going to try to describe these ads to you. If you'd like to see them for yourself, please visit my blog at deniseleeyon.com/bites and search for the post called Words Got in the Way. Okay, so here's the first example. It comes from Honey Nut Cheerios, and it's an FSI. The headline reads, "Real Taste Helps Make Lowering Cholesterol a Non-Challenge." Now, I had to read the headline of this FSI 3 times before I understood what it meant. I don't know if it's the awkward sentence structure or the use of a non-word, non-challenge, but the point of the ad, that Honey Nut Cheerios helps lower cholesterol, got lost in my confusion. It seems the writer of the line sacrificed clarity for cleverness. The next example is from Canon PowerShot, and it features a striking visual of a small ruby red digital camera in a woman's fingertips. The headline reads, "Beauty is unassuming, style is unapologetic, happiness is finding both in a camera." Now, I'm guessing the objective of this ad is to highlight the cool style and size of the new Canon PowerShot SD580IS Digital Elf. Say that 3 times fast. And the image in the ad does indeed make this point quite compellingly. So then, why is the headline needed? It doesn't add anything, and in fact, it doesn't seem to be saying anything at all. Perhaps if the headline pointed to the combination of the camera's style and power, or functionality, or quality, or whatever, there might have been a reason to include it. But as is, the words seem to get in the way of the striking visual. The last example I have is a print ad that bears the headline, "The future of little runners may lie in the hands of your little swimmers." The body copy goes on to say, "It's ironic, but in a world of over 30 million quote-unquote runners, running is in deep trouble. Need proof? Take a look at any marathon. With the number of entries increasing, you would think everything is fine. But in the last 30 years, the average time has slowed by 1 whole hour. If this trend continues, what type of legacy will running leave behind? Will our children sashay in a 26.2-mile parade, or will they compete and push the very boundaries of human evolution? To ensure the future of running, we're asking runners, well, to do other runners." Sure, this may be a little forward, but when you're trying to save running from the genetic shuffle of mediocrity, there's no time for politeness. Breed like an animal, run like an animal. So this example comes from Pearl Izumi, and I point this out because unless you're very astute or you're familiar with the brand logo, you probably wouldn't figure that out, which brings me to why this is another example of copywriting gone bad. If you take the time to read this entire ad, as I just did, you'd see the headline is talking about sperm, and the copy is calling on readers to procreate in order to populate the world with more real runners versus ones in quotation marks. Regardless of whether you find the ad humorous or offensive, I think you'll agree that it says nothing about the product or the brand. Now, regular readers of mine know that I don't often rant, and I intend this post is no exception. I'm not highlighting these examples just to point out how bad they are. Instead, I hope to encourage people who create ads to consider how words can add or detract to the point of the ads, and perhaps to focus first on the advertising objective, and then on the creative way to fulfill it. I think this is what Ogilvy meant in another one of his famous quotes, "If it doesn't sell, it isn't creative." That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at DeniseLeeYan.com. Take care, and thanks again.